We're okay, we're fine, we're injury free, we're okay, we're good.
Good stuff, because Cullum Spillane obviously came off for Cork at the weekend, but he's all right.
Cullum is fine. Yeah, he had a little knock, but he's fine. He's okay. No problems.
Brilliant stuff. And all right, since your last game and since we spoke after that, how have things been going? How's prep been? Or how good can it be when lads are with county teams?
Well, the National Leagues kind of prevented us from doing any real training last weekend. Some of them were trained at their counties. So we didn't. We got together a few times. We're okay. We're okay. We're more concentrating on any injuries that were there and whatever. And everybody seems to be okay. And we're heading for the weekend now. We're hoping for the best.
You must be fairly pleased with your progress. We'll say the difference in our conversation maybe after your opening game and the last game, the quarter-final win. You have shown good performance progress.
We have. Look, the credit's due to the guys, all due to them. They've tried hard. They've done everything we've asked them to do. The aim was to make the weekend. They've achieved that. And so far, so good. We can't ask any more than to what they're giving us.
This IT Carlow side you're going to take on, they're a quality side, Tom.
They are. They're very, very, very good. They have some serious hurlers in their team. And they're very physical, they're very athletic, they're good, they're strong. They have a good blend and they play a very good brand of hurling. And they're well-minded and coached and managed by Michael Dempsey and DJ Carey, you know. So they're a very, very good team.
Yeah, they had a very high-scoring win over the much-fancied UL side as well in the quarter-final. But what are the main threats? Like, that they've put four goals past UL that day. What are their main threats?
Well, I think their main threat is a combined team effort. They work very hard together. They're a very honest team and they're a very big physical team. And they seem to be blended and bonded well. Any team that can go to UL and score 4-16 up in Limerick have to be a good side and must be treated with the utmost respect. We know they're good already, so we know about them anyway. No? So.
Mm. But you're good yourselves.
Any one of the four teams at the weekend, it's open for anyone, you know?
It is, Tom. That's what I was going to say. Like, it's a top quality semi-finals weekend. Like, as you said, like, you can make a case for every single side that's in there in the last four.
You can make a case for every one of them. The other semi-final being LIT and Mary Eye are two very, very good sides as well. Mary Eye are defending champions, and LIT, we know all about. They beat us by 6 or 7 points in the league already this year. So we know about them, and they're a fine side.
Mm. And
like, the case could be made to anyone before. We're going up there hoping for the best. And one thing we will do is try our best. We've prepared the best way we can. The lads seem to be, they're up for it, I think, I hope. And I don't think there's anything else we can do, really. Only go there and perform at the best of our ability. That's all we can do. We can't do any more than that. As I said, the aim was to make the weekend. We've achieved that. And let's see what happens after this, though, you know?
The very best to luck to you, Tom.
Lisa, thank you very much. I very much appreciate it.